Career's community-driven concert calendar.
Listen to Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
With the lead single to their upcoming debut album, Amok, due February 2013, that was M's for Peace with Default, which has been kicking around already for about a month or so. And M's for Peace is the supergroup headed by Radiohead's Tom York, also featuring his producer Nigel Godrick on guitars and keys, Beck's drummer Joey Waronker, Red Hot Chili Pepper bassist Flea, and then percussionist Mauro Raffosco, as the orchestra swells here. And York assembled at Adams for Peace initially to tour for his solo album, The Eraser. And with Radiohead finished its recent worldwide touring duties, Adams for Peace appear to be building momentum as a building in Los Angeles is currently painted up with the recent black and white flooding artwork set for the album. And it's done by regular Radioheaded artist Stanley Donwood. So for this meticulous Monday, you're now tuned in to Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here, found on UBC's World Saving Community radio station, CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And you can find us on the web, citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be the quartermaster for you bringing, bungling spies. I'm not going to be bringing you bungling spies, but you are the bungling spies here. And that'll be the story until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station is 604-822-2487. And you can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. So as promised recently and to be delivered shortly, we're going to celebrate 50 years of the James Bond film series, mostly by looking at the soundtracks to, first off, the first film, 1962's Dr. No, and then the most recent one, this year's Skyfall. Otherwise, we'll have a parceling of other Bond music here, though we'll save the brunt of the profile on those two films. And I've looked at John Barry's music a few times in the past, some of which was still up on the podcast on CITR.ca. Otherwise, we have 11 days left in the Mayan calendar, which is either an omen of some celestial doom or simply poor time management, since what was inscribed onto the stone is actually missing a few pieces. Behind me, as all the cannons and bells go off, this is Dario Marinelli's cue, Knives and Bullets and Cannons 2, from the 2005 film V for Vendetta, which features a good portion of Peter Tchaikovsky's 1812 overture, and yeah, the one actually with the cannons. All year I've played the odd song that refers to 2012 in the title. Of course, this one goes back 200 years. But we're going to actually have one more song with 2012, and this comes from Berkeley, California act Impediments off their self-titled 2009 album. And we're going to follow up with a quick trip to 100 years from now. But first off, you're on the Impediments with 2012 here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We'll be right back. 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
Nothing like taking a 20-minute song, or I guess an 18-minute suite, and condensing it into 60 seconds. So that was submitted to New Jersey cult station WFMU back in 2007 as part of a minute-long song contest. So that was Adam Rabin chopping up the 20-minute title track to Rush's 1976 landmark album, 2112. Nice. And to the point, which is totally not the normal prog M.O. 2112 was recently remastered, and it's going to be re-released later this month, partially in tribute to the Mayan Calendar, though the Toronto Trio are in the midst of touring for support of their latest album, Clockwork Angels. And if the Mayans are somehow right, and 13.0.0.0 and however the rest of the calendar system goes. If that turns out to be Harbinger Cataclysm, well, next week's episode of Exploding Head Movies will be Civilization's Last. Which looks like it'll be holiday music. Not how to elegantly go out during an apocalypse, but meh. Whatever. In the background, this is Robin Artis and Paul Cass with Turbo Motion, and this is off Perry Music Library compilation called Tomorrow's Achievements. The final version did arrive finally at my place, and it's nice to do household chores to this kind of stuff. Up next, How to Dress Well. It's the work of producer and singer Tom Krell, fusing ethereal textures with R&B patterns, and he'll be playing the Biltmore Cabaret later tonight. So scramble there to get in line, if you didn't already know. From his sophomore album, Total Loss, this is How to Dress Well, with And It Was You.
Thank you. Of all the things you do, looking over, feeling awkward. I'm overthinking, time is falling through.
Her countenance accountable for the lack of mental. I'm bashful. Her countenance accountable for the lack of mental. I'm bashful. Her countenance accountable for the lack of mental. I'm bashful. Her countenance accountable for the lack of mental. I'm bashful.
Getting over myself, looking forwards. Will do my utmost to impress you. Maybe make some money, buy a cream soda. It's not a flying palindrome, but I guess it would have to do.
Her countenance accountable for the lack of mental. I'm bashful. Her countenance accountable for the lack of mental. I'm bashful. Her countenance accountable for the lack of mental. I'm bashful. Her countenance accountable for the lack of mental. I'm bashful.
I'm not really young to you, but I want to prove. You may think what I say isn't true, I understand you may misconstrue. I'm a tropical, a typical youth, I relinquish my last fairy tune. So those fairies can bring it back to you.
Accountable, but I lack mental. In my bones, I'm bashful, still bashful. A countenance accountable for the lack of metal. In my bones, I'm bashful, still bashful. A countenance accountable for the lack of metal. In my bones, I'm bashful, still bashful. A countenance accountable for the lack of metal. In my bones, I'm bashful, still bashful, still bashful, still bashful. A countenance accountable for the lack of metal. In my bones, I'm bashful, still bashful. A countenance accountable for the lack of metal. In my bones, I'm bashful, still bashful.
So that set started off with How to Dress Well with It Was You, and It Was You. There's an ampersand in there. Can't leave that out. And How to Dress Well is playing at the Biltmore tonight. Then we heard Toronto's Digits with Always, and that's off this year's Where Do You Belong album. And Digits relocated to Berlin recently and finally wrapped up a serialized album that he posted on his website called In the City of the Dead, which you can download from digitsmusic.com. He recently collaborated with another expat Torontonian, and that's Elise Kamath from Opalay. It's a gentle little song that's up on the Fader site right now. And then we closed with Quess, K-W-E-S, and that was Bashful. That's off this year's Meantime EP through Warp. And Quess hails from Southeast London, and amongst his own music, he's produced for and remixed artists like Damon Albarn, The XX, and Zero Seven. Quess just released a new song a couple weeks ago called Rollerblades, which contains a little bit mix of delicate sounds with loopy rhythms. The physical release of Rollerblades should be out in January. It's just a little bit past 8 o'clock here in Pacific Standard Time. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. I'm Gak, and in the background, this is Scuba with Tulips off his fantastic album Personality. Something that came out this year, and I've been doing a lot of reviewing of the music that came out in 2012 in preparation for the usual end of year best of show. It's the end of best of year show. That could work. Anyways, and that should be on air in 2 weeks. The Student Union Building here is open New Year's Eve, and Mayan destruction hasn't rained fire to the earth here, so we shall see. Let's all be cautiously optimistic. Gang Signs are one of the many great acts that appeared on the cover of CITR stand-up magazine Discorder, celebrating 30 years, and if you want, we do have a special calendar available for sale, so just go to CITR.ca. I think you should be able to find it right there. Anyways, they wrote on the November cover, I think, or October, but all this year's cover stars appear together, as they should be, on the December-January edition that you can now find in newsstands across Vancouver and the Lower Mainland. And Gang Sign's actually going to be playing a Christmas benefit show for the St. James Rizik Academy, and that will be at the Fortune Sound Club next Wednesday, December 19. And they have a host of other great acts with them, and from their self-titled release, this is Gang Sign's with Going to the Sea. Going back to 1983, those Montreal Cold Wave act Rational Youth with In Your Eyes, and that's off their self-titled EP. Rational Youth were a mainstay of the early 80s new wave scene in this cold country. Well, they reunited in 1999 for one last hurrah. I only recently found out about them, so I might tease out some more tracks I found over the coming months. That wasn't that cold, that was more poppy than anything else, sweet. But they have some more sinister things. Behind me, this is Vancouver's Kalamaka with Torque, off another brilliant album that came out this year, All the Way Up. From browsing through the CITR record library here, Kalamaka actually did a soundtrack for a film a couple years back, so that's yet another thing to look forward to, or potentially dread, soon. However, there are a couple soundtracks that we definitely listen to more than soon, so get your license to kill and report to my desk at MI6. Bond's coming.
On Friday, December 14th, the Holiday Hustle begins with the second annual benefit for the W2 Community Media Arts Society. Over three floors of performances, including The Librarian vs. Self-Evident, Mandai, Vendettas, Bastet, Cherchez la Femme, and many more. Check Holiday Hustle 2 on eventbrite.ca for special deals, or grab tickets at W2, Beat Street, Zulu, High Life, and Red Cat.
I've walked way past midnight. I've driven for days. I've tried to forget in so many ways. I've held other arms, but they don't feel the same. I've only myself to blame. From city to city, I still see your face. It follows me around all over the place. I shouldn't look back, but I do just the same. And I've only myself to blame. I knew it was love, but when you are young, you think love
from the soundtrack to the 1999 film The World Is Not Enough, though exiled from its rightful place in the end credits due to being too depressing, according to the director. That was Scott Walker, with only myself to blame. Walker has a new album out now called Bish Bosh, his first since 2006's The Drift, and he's been someone I've wanted to profile for a long time, based on his fascinating history jumping cultures and following his own muse. And Only Myself to Blame also appears on the recent Best of Bond, James Bond, 50 years, 50 tracks, it's a compilation, one disc of all the title songs from the films, and another disc full of other famous Bond music. And in the background, this is the James Barry Orchestra with Jamaican Rock, off the soundtrack to 1962's Dr. No. This is the first James Bond film that came out, which introduced the world to Sean Connery, along with hot girls, jet set style, and spy intrigue. James Bond actually had appeared once as a character in the 50s CBS theatrical presentation, but creator Ian Fleming's spy character didn't really take a hold of the cultural imagination until then-American President John F. Kennedy professed a love for a 007 book as a favorite, which brought the fun of the Cold War along with the cars, the alcohol, and the quality goods. We'll get more into the Dr. No soundtrack after a few selections here, since the music here effectively defined all the subsequent film's music, but admittedly, once we listen to this, a good portion of the songs are quite idiosyncratic to the Caribbean culture. We're going to kick things off with the song that we hear Ursula Andress's character, Honey Rider, famously sing during her bikini entrance, but the actual vocals were sung by composer Monty Newman's wife, Diana Coupland, and this is Under the Mango Tree.
Underneath the mango tree, me honey and me come watch for the moon. Underneath the mango tree, me honey and me make boo-loo loop soon. Underneath the moonlit sky, me honey and I come sit hand in hand. Underneath the moonlit sky, me honey and I come make fairyland. Mango, banana, and tangerine, sugar, and ackee, and cocoa bean. When we get married, we make them grow, and 9 little child in a row. Underneath the mango tree, me honey and me, come watch for the moon. Underneath the mango tree, me honey and me, we plan marry soon. Mango, banana, and tangerine, sugar and ackee, and cocoa bean. When we get married, we make them grow, and 9 little child in a row. Underneath the mango tree, me honey and me come watch for the moon. Underneath the mango tree, me honey and me, we plan marry soon. Underneath the mango tree, underneath the mango tree, underneath the mango tree, underneath the mango tree. Thank you.
Thank you.
from the soundtrack to Dr. No. We started off with Diana Copeland with Under the Mango Tree, and we're actually hearing an instrumental version of it background right now by Eric Winstone of his 1973 album, Blaze 007. So after Diana Copeland, then we heard the John Barry Orchestra with Audio Bongo, and then the instrumental version of one of the Calypso numbers throughout the song, and that was Byron Lee and the Dragonairs with Jamaican Jazz, better known as Jump Up. Then we actually heard the Monty Norman Orchestra there with Doctors No Fantasy, and it features the twangy guitar we best know for James Bond. Afterwards, we heard the ominous The Island Speaks from the John Barry Orchestra, and you really sort of emphasize a lot of just intense percussion there. Highly tense stuff. And then we heard Byron Lee and the Dragonairs again with Doctor's Nose theme, which is itself an instrumental version of their Kingston Calypso. And Dr. No is where the James Bond theme was first heard and has been mostly untouched since. And as we heard Monty Moore, Orman's, and John Barry's names, Dr. No is also where the royalties battle started, since Norman was the composer of most of the main themes, but Barry did the arranging and the orchestrating for it, plus some other themes. So there was some legal discussion about who wrote the main theme that popped up in some press articles in the 90s. In the end, Copeland, Norman's wife, attested to Norman's right as the sole author in the late 90s, but thankfully that didn't dissuade John Barry with continuing on with the Bond series, as he scored almost half the films, including the one that followed Dr. No and was the source of JFK's favorite book. So from the 1964 film, From Russia with Love. This is going to be the John Barry Orchestra with his theme, 007. Afterwards, it'll be time for the sky to fall here on CITR Vancouver.
Did you do really well in a first or second year course? Want to make a difference in the UBC community and school communities around the world? Join Students Offering Support, or SOS, and become a tutor today. Math, accounting, economics, psychology, engineering courses, French and Spanish, statistics, and more. If you aced it, Students Offering Support wants you to help other students ace it too. Check out ubcstudentsofferingsupport.com for more information.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
From the score to the latest Bond film, Skyfall. That was Thomas Newman with Silhouette. In the background, as I talk here, will be New Digs. And Skyfall is the 23rd Bond film and the third to star Daniel Craig, and this will be the second part of our Bond profile here on Exploding Head Movies, here on CITR Vancouver. Skyfall is directed by Sam Mendes, making him the first Academy Award-winning director to ever work on a Bond film. If you pay close attention to the credits, you also see Roger Deakins as the cinematographer. So, aside from, what do you think of Martin Campbell's entries? Since he did Casino Royale, the recent one, and then GoldenEye, Skyfall is one gorgeous-looking film, which I managed to finally catch yesterday. Skyfall steps away from the recent Craig films, which focused on the Quantum Group, and works on a bit of a standalone tale involving someone targeting Bond's superior, M., played by Dame Judi Dench. Also stepping away from Skyfall is the most recent regular composer, David Arnold, who stated for the record that since director Mendes had a working relationship with Newman, it worked out that way. So, together, Newman and Mendes worked on American Beauty, which is where Mendes won his Oscar. Also Road to Perdition, Jarhead, and then Revolutionary Road. And Newman's part of a grand old film legacy. His father was Alfred Newman, legend for scoring the Golden Era films. His uncle and siblings also score films, but we probably best know his cousin, Randy, for all his work on the Pixar films. And I profiled Thomas in the past for his work on one of his own Pixar films, and that would be WALL-E. So buried in the next few cues here from Skyfall are some of the most famous Bond themes, though fused with Turkish rhythms, electronic textures, and some other unusual instruments. You'll also hear a fine lift from Adele's title track, which for some reason isn't included on the soundtrack from Sony Classical, but it came out in a single on its own, and it's doing quite well. And I did actually play that a few months ago on the show when it was released. So get your popcorn and your midnight blue tuxedo on from Skyfall. We're going to start off with Thomas Newman with Grand Bazaar, Istanbul. from Skyfall. We heard Thomas Newman there starting off Grand Bazaar Istanbul. Then we heard Brave New World, which used an oboe to play the famous Bond theme. Then we heard Komodo Dragon, which is either the only cue or one of a bare few that used the melody from Adele's own Skyfall song, before we get a little sensual there with a close shave. Then we heard Newman's own Skyfall, before getting into some tense action there with Kill Them First. And then we closed there with Mother in all its triumphant mourning, and behind me, from the credits, this is the sort of loungy adrenaline. As for Skyfall itself, since it is the 50th anniversary of the James Bond series, the film does harken back to many signature moments through the entire film history, though thankfully not in a ham-fisted way, like I'd Die Another Day. Newman's been nominated for 10 Oscars in the past, and based on the scores I've listened to thus far this year, and as well to the Oscar long list for best scores had just been posted, and Skyfall is listed there, so there's a chance you can make the shortlist of the five that will be profiled here on Exploding Head Movies once the nominations are made earlier this next year. That's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. I've been talking with Gavin Walker for a bit, so hopefully we don't run over too late. But yeah, the jazz show is going to be kicking up here shortly. It guides you to midnight, at which point Gavin's got some tricks up his sleeve to cover the broadcast at CATR until 6 a.m. Tuesday morning. If you missed any of this week's episodes, be sure to grab the podcast shortly via CITR.ca. You can always just go to iTunes, search for CITR there. Exploding Head Movies should be one of the top results. The podcast always gets updated first, but all the social mediums are taken care of, so Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Mixcloud, Google+, they will all eventually see the glory that was this episode. Otherwise, to get in touch with me, email me at radiofreegack@gmail.com. So next week, it's going to be the annual Yuletide show, which always emphasizes non-standard carols, things you won't hear on the sidewalks or the malls. And we'll actually have a Bond connection there, since there was one Bond film that was set in December. So, yes, Gavin will be talking a lot about Dave Brubeck, and we're actually going to cue up a little bit of a TV theme that he did from the short-lived CBS TV series Mr. Broadway. This is Dave Brubeck providing the theme, Blues for Mr. Broadway from 1964. And it takes a riff on Take Five's Rhythms, the wonderful 5-4 song. Gavin's just going to go through the roof about Dave Brubeck. It should be a fantastic show, but I'm going to close off here, at least a bit of a segue, from the Dave Brubeck Quartet's breakout album, 1959's Time Out, featuring Paul Desmond on alto sax, Eugene Wright on bass, and Joe Morello on drums. We're going to listen to Kathy's Waltz. At some point, I'll get my own version of Unsquare Dance, but for now, we'll leave you in the capable hand of Gavin Walker on the Jazz Statesman that left. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver, and we'll see you under the mistletoe.
You are listening to CITR FM 101.9, and don't worry, you'll be hearing a lot more of that kind of music coming up on The Jazz Show, beginning right now.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-dee-doo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-wee.